very busy.
We don't only did this about 6 weeks ago, didn't we? There's a scene like that here. It says 52 weeks, but it doesn't feel like that. But we're just going to ease into it and find some common ground. So what's the first one?
Well, if I could see the list. it's one that 35 years ago to this very day when we split up, and had our farewell concert on August 4th, 1979. We didn't know you'd all be here tonight. In fact, we didn't know we'd be here either.
That would have been an extremely long shot.
Yeah. But we did have a friend then, just one. His name was Steve Ashley, and he's a great songwriter, and he wrote this song, and we're going to sing it for you tonight, because it's apparently it's Cockney Festival this weekend, and this is a song from Steve wishing you all the best to have a good time. So best wishes from Steve.
Long may the sun shine on your bones and on your skin. Long may the fortune shine upon your kith and kin.
Song festival, but it has a chorus. Can any of you remember the chorus? Jack, yeah. So if you can do it all at the same time, we don't need any premature Jacks tonight. Guys, just, you know, close your eyes and think of England, but pace yourselves, yeah. So is it that wonderful song of Christos? It's the Festival Bell. Thank you.
1690 was the year of Elvis Costin Chicken. William Bradley was the name of the fighting man that made them. With another fighting for the lowest scores of tenor, excepting for a sick bill in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, all to bring the new year in. The captain of the ringers was a man named William Jack. 300 years later, now it's minor and major. Ringing was so merry on the festival bell.
Next song is, it's allegedly, one train of thought is that it's from not all that far from here, about 35, 36 miles from the outskirts of Birmingham. It's a song that is connected with apples, cider and orchards, and saying nice things to the trees to give us a good crop for a good barrel of cider in the following season. And it's called the Wassail Song, but if you're at the train of thought of the 35 miles away, it's called the Warsaw Song. Yeah.
It's our wall.
wassail, love and joy come to you and to jolly wassail.
The wassail is laid on an elderberry bough, so my good neighbour I'll drink unto thou. Besides all other, we've our pulses, so let us come in, for it's cold by the door.
It's your wassail, it's our wassail, love and joy come to you and your jolly wassail. Sail, love and joy come to you and your jolly wassail.
We go by the sky, we hover not too high. We go by the stars, we hover not too far. We go by the moon, that we hover not too soon. And we go with the ground, we hover within the sound.
It's your wassail, it's our wassail. Love and joy come to you and your jolly wassail. It's your wassail, it's our wassail. Love and joy come to you and your jolly wassail.
Danny Jack's Reward, and if you're familiar with the recorded version of this, you'll know that it's got a lot of drums on it, a lot of percussion, and to be honest, you'd have to be mad, wouldn't you, to just play it with a tambourine. You'd have to be, you'd have to be, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the legend on the tambourine, Jerry Conway. The low-budget version, ladies and gentlemen. This also features, what can you say about him? He's just amazing. From on his six-string electric bass guitar, all the way from Birmingham, Dave Penn. Peggy! Five-string. Thrice.
If I'd have had the other one, it would have been fantastic.
My eyes get a bit blurred sometimes. Yeah. I've got some Jack Daniels in front of me on the bar, and so Jack Daniels voice said, either one of these. There is no doubt whatsoever in my mind, ladies and gentlemen, but seriously, no joke, there's no doubt in my mind that Jerry Conway and Dave Penn are simply the greatest rhythm section in their price range. And they're going to prove it now as we play Danny Jack's Reward. Oh, here we go. Got a laughing joke.
Thank you.
So he can hear me now.
He's got radio.
I'll tell you, it's half past Tuesday. So it's all going to change a bit. So, but not hugely. Just change. Just shift the focus aside. But, back on familiarity with another.
We'll be right back.
much. This next song is one that goes away and hibernates for a couple of years at a time and spends a little bit of time on its own somewhere. But we've been doing this one quite a bit in the last year, so get comfortable with it. And it's almost traditional now. It was kind of written to sound like a traditional song back in the late 60s, and pre-decimal era, as I like to look fondly back on it. But yes, so we're getting there in terms of blurring the distinction between modern artifice and ancient craft. But being a song of the 60s, of course, it has to have a few sort of key words which sort of resonate at that time of optimism. Lost Weekends. So it's Crazy Man. Talks to the night and the day.
but his eyes they are sane, and his speech it is plain. How he longs to be far, far away. Michael, he whistles a semblance of tunes, and basks on the forewinds that pardon. For his true love is flown to every flower grown, and he must keep on the heart that garden.
Miss Marple. And one of my favourites, perhaps my very favourite box set I've got, is The Prisoner, starring Patrick McGoohan. Remember that? Back in the 1960s, The Prisoner was the type of TV programme you get when you're having a bit of a spaced out day, you just listen to Crazy Man Michael and then you'd watch that. And it was set, of course, in the magical Welsh village of Port Merion. And Port Merion was this incredible place. Featured as the village, in prison. And it was built by this visionary architect, Clough Williams Ellis. It started it in 1925, many years ago. And Port Merion is actually run as a hotel. You go and stay in the chalet and stuff. It is one of my ambitions to actually go and stay in the hotel in Port Merion. Apparently, it's very easy to check in. Now, guess what this tune's going to be? What very I thank you for featuring the beautiful mandolin playing of Mr. Christopher Leslie.
We have a new song of Chris's now. We've been recording some stuff for a new CD, which we hope to have out in January next year. Will you buy it? Because if you buy it, it encourages us to record it. That's how it works, apparently, nowadays. And this is a song called Myths and Heroes. It's Chris has come up with some great stuff with this new CD, and we're in the studio in November, if we can be around for that long. So here's Myths and Heroes, and enjoy.
This next one is also in the probables list, a strong possibility for inclusion on the next record. We've made in lyrics to it, and it's a song of PJ Wright's. Well, it was. He wrote it. But we've got the original negatives. And his dog's locked up in the boot of Peggy's car. That's kind of ours now. It's called Home, and we're playing it away tonight.
This is home, and here I'll stay. Those storm clouds are messing with every passing day. Where would we go? And what would I do? Whatever weather throws us together, we'll get through. As we gone before we know we're born.
is a song literally from just down the road, 3 miles from Banbury, heading towards Oxford, is the village of Adderbury. And they have 3 Morris sides there. And the best side to me, I think, is the ladies' side, Sharp and Blunt, but I'm biased. And this is a song that the 2 male sides sing when they dance out. They dance and sing at the same time. Difficult, but it can be done if you just breathe out continuously. And this is a song about having a good time with your mates, which we hope you all are tonight. It's called The Happy Man.
How happy is that man who's free from all care? He loves to make merry, he loves to make merry with a cup of open beer, with his pipe and his friends, puffing hours away, singing song after song, till he hails in midday. He could love us and sing and smoke without fear. He is happy as a king till he hails in midday.
Somebody from 7.5 miles down the road from here. Anybody here tonight from Sidford? No. It's the kind of question you ask in Banbury about anybody here has a birthday. There's a chance that there'll be one person from Sidford here, but there isn't tonight. Anyway, this is a song about a character from Sidford who back in the between 1930 and 1950 was a kind of a loner in the lanes of Oxfordshire. Very talented one. He was a very good clock repairer. He played music, and he also had really long hair. A habit I am fully proud of, if you've got it, you know.
If you have it.
Oh dear.
His name.
Wadworth.
His name was Theodore Lamb, and this is a song about his life and about something that happened to him that changed the direction completely. And if you want to take a little piece of Oxfordshire home with you tonight, there is this song on an album out there which I made back in last November.
Yes, it's very good.
Theodore's song.
They're both about the same writer. And there's no stranger to property, even though you may not see him on stage all that regularly, he's very much there. Chandler last year backstage. In where we keep the dangerous people. Separate internment camp. And he had a total of 11 grandchildren there. And a very efficient young football team they were, weren't they? All under 12. The perfectly kind gentleman. I refer to, of course, the wonderful Mr. Ralph Patel. He sent these next two songs. It's also delighting. They're both in the first person, although they have a very different story to tell. The first one's very specific about the place and time, second one less so. It was actually about a living gentleman who had a long and happy life, but who peaked and created the story behind his song as a young man. That is him. His name was Irving Johnston, and in 1929, against all the odds, he secured himself a passage on a four-masted trading vessel all the way from Germany to Valparaiso in Chile. He went round Great Cape of Cape Horn. That's where he went. And I think the tradition is if you go round Cape Horn as a sailor from east to west, as he did, then you have an ear stud in this ear. And if your first experience of that trip was in the opposite direction, against the blowing currents, then you have one in that ear. But most of the people went back and forth all this time, so I've obviously never been that far south.
The point in there,
he's been, yeah, you have a couple of chaps, you know, leaving the Pacific, coming to the Atlantic. Just proving my theory completely up the pictures. It's a sort of, not an urban myth, it's a sort of classic one. Anyway, it's called Around the Wild Cape Horn.
Tall.
ships were lost in the storm of the century. But we ran to the Atlantic on a sunlit, sparkling morning, where the turkey got sick, so we ate her quick. But this summer we were bounty born. And we lost two boys along the voyage, they got washed overboard. And the silence from us down below, no one could put in words. Two empty boats to mark the space, their own two lives to mourn.
Feudal system of employment, or sort of tenured, I suppose is a better word, post-feudal. It was a time when young men would outgrow the family nest at a very young age, go away, get signed up for a job somewhere, surrounded by strangers, whereas now they'd be in their bedrooms playing with them. Waiting to be sort of a returning child in 15, 20 years' time, and they've dropped out of university and come home again. But in those days it was sink or swim, and then this next song, young man goes away, he signs up for a year, surrounded by strangers, full of trepidation, no confidence in himself, and just got to make his way and make the best of it. The worst possible thing happens to him on the first day at work. He feels hopelessly in love, and of course he doesn't have the experience or the tools to do that. So he spends the first year. We follow him through his first year, in fact, in this terrible, torn state. And hopefully it won't seem quite as long as that. It's been a friend to us, this song, since Ralph gifted it to us in 1985. And it's called Girl from the Heart. If you haven't,
Ireland unto the hiring fair for the sending. Noticed a maid in the very next room, and I hoped she'd be my neighbour. Imagine then my delight when the farmer bid to suppose. Though I spoke not a word on the cards of the barn, a heart beat in my throat. Lodging was dry, my master fair, and I gave him full measure. Corn in the field my enemy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I'd watch her carry water or drive cows from the barn. And the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. The girls in the high hairy
This next one features a very short but spectacular cowbell solo.
Thank you.
Jerry Connelly on cowbell.
It's a corny old sort of hackneyed catchphrase of a song to describe it as one needs no introduction. But really, sometimes it's not big enough as all. You can say that about it. Who knows where the time goes? Sand is on its shore. Friends are leaving. Other than you know, when it's time for them to go. I will still be here.
There's another great song written by Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick when they were in a band way back together in 1970 when I had hair and the same waist size as Chris says he has now. That's not funny, I don't know why you're laughing. It's a lovely song. If you know the chorus, do join in. It's called Now Be Thankful.
When we do gigs abroad, we don't take the banjo. Well, we can't get it through airport security. That's the show. And you're probably wondering, you see, because you know Chris, you're thinking, hey, Chris only plays the banjo on Natty Cruz. It can't be time for that already. Well, it's not. We've got a new song which features the banjo. Yeah. And it's a song by Anna. Have we got any Anna Ryder fans in? I'm sure we have. But well, Anna's written some wonderful and wacky, some beautiful, but also some very wacky songs for us. And she's done it again. This is an Anna Ryder song. Chris has found an American tune all the way from America. And it's called Angelina the Baker, the tune, and it fits the song perfectly, provided we play it right. So we're now going to attempt to play Anna's song, Bring Me Back My Feathers. Is this a public first? It is. So you can, it involves audience participation. Just cross your fingers.
Elsa, can I fly? Bring me back my feathers, Elsa, surely die. Bring me back my feathers and let me fly away to a warm land over the sea. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, Elsa, can I live? Bring me back my sweetheart, anything I give. Bring me back my sweetheart, I'll kiss her wildly. Then I'll take her to my bed. Bring my sweetheart back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, bring her back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, oh how happy I will be.
letter so I should know better. If only my eyes worked. No, it's actually, there's nothing wrong with my eyes except the lighting. never ever make that mistake. Don't ever mention what's going on up there. They are omnipotent. This is a song Chris wrote a few years back now, inspired by a newspaper article which I had to spot, which reminded me of an earlier song of his, because it involved some of the same people pursuing the same task. A gentleman called Lord Franklin was a mighty explorer in the middle of the 19th century, and eventually carried on exploring to the point where he got lost. Difficult to do that nowadays with TomTom and all that stuff. But back then, you know, the maps were extremely based on guesswork. And he was looking for a Northwest Passage, which in that era obviously didn't exist, because the Arctic was locked down solid in ice. We've only got to wait a few more years and we'll come along. We'll be able to take cruise ships around there with people sunbathing through the North Pole soon. But that's by the by. Back in the day, there was an expedition or three launched to go and pursue the lost Lord Franklin and his last known expedition. And we're going to sing a song called Mercy Bay, which is the resting place of the ship called HMS Investigator, which went out to find him in 1850. But they had a hard time of it too, they got stuck there. But they did survive, all but three of them. 3 years in the Arctic ice, crushed in a boat. They must have had some really good supplies. But, you know, even the day before freezes, that wouldn't have put them. Anyway, Mercy Bay.
£10,000, the price was set to find the Northwest Passage.
Go down, go down.
So many ships have tried, and yet the ice floes will not let them through. 1850 was the year we sailed out of Plymouth.
Go down.
With a little fear, but the steelhead are all in our hearts. We sail across the old Cape Horn, out across the ocean.
Go down, go down, go down.
I walk the night watch, just along, oh, that is the man and his dream. From Bering Strait to the Beaufort Sea,
snow came down now from heaven.
In April 1853, the president would say,
go down, go down.
On a double aisle, he found his note that told of our bliss and our plight. He left that ship in the frozen cold, we died at the fall, and we died. We mounted and looked out to the sea, the names written up the moon. And we sail away,
sail away,
spire back to Saturn, once more.
Here's another new one, hopefully on the next album. It's set in a village hall somewhere near you. And it's about really folk songs of old tell of women who go off and disguise themselves. They dress up as men to be with their loved one or to be in a war or somewhere where they're not normally allowed to be in old times. And I'd say this song is set about 1951. And the woman in question is dressing herself in man's attire in disguise to go and join the local Morris side.
Controversial.
Love does ensue, and it's called Love at First Sight.
Things that
Things were happening in a bit of a blur back then. Everything was in a bit of a rush. We had to rebuild the band from almost scratch following the accident we had in May. But Legion League was a terrific. Well, it was like sort of the white heat of forgery going on, in the old sense of forgery. In the good sense of, the ironmongering sense of forgery. Forging, not counterfeiting. I'm going away with this. We'll just do the song. It's called Farewell, Farewell, but don't worry, there are a few more left.
Farewell, farewell to you who would hear, you lonely travelers all. The winding road does fall.
is one of Chris Leslie's songs that's coming up now. It's the Tale of John Gowdy, which is, you know, you all know the Tale of John Gowdy, don't you? Don't you?
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. And we'd like to do it for our friends from Scotland tonight, because we're desperate to get, you know, a tick on a yes vote from them. Is that possible, Dave, from Dundee? Is that? That's all right, because you're Alan and Wendy, can we get a tick from you? Although you can't give a tick because you don't live in Scotland anymore. But you sound awfully Scottish to me. So, you know, any Scots? How many Scots in the audience? Dave. Vote for us. Please keep us in, because you know, Dave, I know you'll vote for us in September. Now, somebody come to Crockery next year. How much? Join in the chorus, John Gowdy. Here we go. Have a good time. Thanks.
John Gowdy was a fine young man, chicken, so it's told. There's a guy in the homie town, the school that needed more. They passed it up, they passed it down, she built the children to a high hound. Although the place in Sheffield now was no good to be found. Well, John broke to the bulge and had seen his life before. He ran back to the early shore, wrote himself a tune. John and his iron Fayetteville left it not far away. His were not the only eyes, so the moon would say. It happened down the San McMahon, here in the Gulf of Bed. His rival dropped a hammer down, pushed up John on the head.
Thank you.
47 years of professionalism will take me to this point. Can I confess something? I'm really kind of, you know, sort of anxious still about the forthcoming smooth operation, which is the property thing. But I am personally, and I'm sure some of you are too on this stage, still a little bit trepidatious, so thank you very much for coming on this evening and helping us unload some of that. Because I just know, I mean, I know from experience how great the whole thing is, and I know from that same experience, looking forward to our part in that meagre part in all those hours and hours of wonderful music that we'll be doing pretty good just come to time. But I'm still a little bit out of my space here, so apologies if I'm seeing not as giving and loving as I was. Okay? We deal done? We're going to go through some of the same stuff and some other stuff as well tomorrow, for those of you who come back with the odd bit piece here with this and that. But if you don't see you before Thursday at about 5 to 4, if you don't see you before then, hopefully see you then, and hopefully we'll have a terrific, wonderful, memorable, sold out book. Thanks very much. First time we've ever done that song in G minor. Well spotted there, Chris.
We have
this is D minor, the saddest of all keys.
I thought this is sounding innocent, though, but I like it.
Hey, you stay with us, boy, and you stay in D.
Standing by his feet, saying, "How do you like my feather bed?
How do you like my sheets? How do you like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep? How I like your feather bed, and how I like your sheets. Best of all, I like your lady wife who lies in my arms asleep.
Matty Groves is actually a chorus song. Just 19 verses and no chorus, but I've seen you all sing it. So you know the words to this one as well. And if we're spared on Saturday night, it's going to be a world record sing-along thong. But we need a bit of practice, don't we? Looks like I've really upset him. Until beat two, but I'll just start when I feel the motion. The moment.
Song.